Some Levin growers have taken an absolute pounding in today's hail and thunderstorm, with one likening the damage to a shotgun blast to the veggies. Locals describe a mini tornado hitting early this morning, ripping trees up, roofs off, and sending debris, including a whole garage, flying. Met Service says over a period of about 6 hours this morning, there was around 12,000 lightning strikes around the Motu. Joining us now is John Murphy from Vegetables New Zealand. Kia ora, John.
Kia ora.
Have you been speaking to growers, and how did they fare after this morning's weather down Levin Way?
At Vegetables New Zealand, we have been. It's actually been quite hard to get hold of them because they're in clean-up mode, but it sounds like it's been the ones we have got hold of have told us of pretty widespread damage. And whereas 400 metres away, sometimes their crops are fine. In one location, they've seen hail as deep as 15 centimetres.
Wow. So what kind of crops are we talking here, and how much does this part of the country contribute to our veggie supply?
You're talking about greens, broccoli, celery and cabbage, I've heard have been particularly affected. And the Hotowhenua is a key vegetable growing region for us, and so this will have an effect on national supplies, unfortunately. But we really need to talk to people next week and assess the damage properly before we can speak to how much.
I saw that potentially they supply up to about 20% of those kind of green crops. Would that sound about right? Because that's quite a lot.
That does sound about right. Again, it depends on things seasonally, but they're certainly a key part of the supply chain.
Are crops like that insured? What's the situation?
Most of the time they're not. Insurance is very expensive on these kind of crops, so while growers will have insurance on their plant and equipment, which they would have sustained damage to, and you've just heard about garages flying into the air and things like that, the crops themselves are at the mercy of the weather, unfortunately.
And John, what are you hearing about whether much can be saved?
We're not really there yet, but the thing that will be key is we're hearing a lot about seedlings and so forth, which affect crop going forward and what can be planted. So that will have a big effect.
So you mean like some of the growers supplied the small plants, and if those are severely damaged, then you've got an ongoing supply issue potentially?
You have, and quite often they're in a glass house or a plastic house that allows them to grow better when they're smaller. And those have just been pulled to bits by the hail.
So, I know people at home are going to want to know about this, John. We have been talking on and on about the cost of food, right? People are going to be worried that given this is a significant supply district, potentially, what does it mean for the price?
Very difficult to tell, but it's worth noting that it's been very dry around Pukekohe as well, which is another key region of supply. So it doesn't sound very good on that front, but really it depends how other regions have stock coming on at the moment as well. So as I say, we really need to assess that next week, but it's a little bit disappointing because prices were easing. But we would, of course, say there is still good vegetables out there at good prices if you look for those that are on special, but today's news was a real kick in the shins for our growers, so it's really unfortunate.
Please excuse the pun. So with Pukekohe experiencing weather difficulties as well, different ones, and this area, you're potentially looking at the perfect storm. So how much more can other suppliers put into the system to fill the gap?
Well, what we were seeing is we're seeing good suppliers coming on, so that may ease that a little bit. So hopefully that fills the gap nicely, and hopefully our growers are back on their feet quickly. We are pretty resilient, and so even talking to people today in Hotowhenua, they're talking about the crops that are still good there, and so they'll be doing everything they can to get them out, and they need to because that's how they still make money in their business and keep going.
Yeah, so let's assume for a second that the seedlings are all good, right? Better side of the story. The seedlings are all good. How long would it take them to turn around another crop of broccoli, celery or cabbage? And can they do it now?
I think once you hit that kind of hail event, the fields that are hit are in a lot of trouble. And with a lot of these crops, they're grown on top of the ground and they're really not saleable once they get any kind of damage at all. It's actually something that happens from time to time, unfortunately, and hail is really the extreme end of it. So we really feel for them. I would point out that the growers I have talked to today are really feeling for the people in the community who have had damage to their houses, and so they can keep it in perspective. So.
Yeah, it's not a great time for everybody. Really appreciate you joining us, John. That's John Murphy from Vegetables New Zealand there.